This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite thing to hate, white people. No,
white people.
Not all white people. Hashtag not all whites. Specific white people. Joining us in studio this week is the curator of Burn, a comedy roast battle show in Columbus, Ohio, and multiple other shows around the city, Dorian Vasquez.
How's it going, everybody?
Thanks for coming in today, Dorian.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
So, Dorian, why do you hate white knights?
White knights, specifically? Shit, that's a loaded question, actually. I really just don't like phony horse shit to begin with.
Okay.
Like,
I can concur with that.
And really, like, coming as a dude who, if I could be completely honest, I used to be that white knight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think every dude has, until, mm-hmm. you know, you got laid enough where you learn how to talk to a girl without
every being a creep.
Yeah, without being a weirdo or a fucking creep. You start off with that kind of, I want to be Lancelot, protect everyone, and you don't realize how much of a fucking douche you become because of it. And some people either keep going into the doucheness, and other people realize it and try to correct it.
They try, but if I
could put a disclaimer, I'm not saying I, because everybody seems to think when I bitch about white knights, I'm also like bitching about women or women's rights, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily the case, because really, just the patronizing asshole who just comes over and loudly agrees with some chick in the middle of an argument he's not a part of is not a fucking...
With having no, like, basis on what it's founded, he just... I mean, it's like we were talking about, it's a form of social justice warrior.
That... Yeah. As much as I bitch about the social justice warriors too, but I will admit that there is a lot of... I don't want to say there's that much good that they're doing, but there is that... level, there is some things that they are pushing through, like
the thing is, like, I can get on board with most of it, except it's like anything else, though. If you're shoving it down people's throats, you can fuck off with it, and that's religion, politics, whatever. Like, that's what irritates me about it. It's not necessarily the message. Sometimes it's like the blindness behind it that I'm like, okay, well, you're not really get, like you were saying, like somebody coming into an argument they have no fucking part of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like anyone placing social justice as a guise to get laid.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think it's. Do you find that most of the people that are doing this are like, you know, late teens, early 20s?
Yes, actually, up until I've met some who are still doing it in their like 40s and 50s. But I mean, that just is what it is. That's people.
Yeah.
Just kind of stuck in that mode.
Well, I mean, you don't grow out of some things.
Yeah.
And I guess that's one of the things. Where do you find this behavior most of all in your day-to-day life?
Well, I mean, I live in Columbus, Ohio, and, like, it's...
Amen to that.
Oh, okay. It's a college campus, and it's very, like... I don't know, it's a capital, it's very progressive in certain spots, and I mean, I don't get me wrong, I have nothing against progression. I just, like, there's this level of, like, there's, like, and it's not even just white knights, it's just people in general, like, I'm young, I have not experienced a lot of life, but I somehow feel I know more than most people.
Right.
I think that's just collegiate people in general.
Yes, there's like an elitism behind your inexperience, and that's what's always kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, because the rest of the world has been too jaded to realize the truth has just been shown into my face, and I have to share it with the world. It's basically, it's the same kind of thing you'll find with people that just converted to Christianity.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. A friend of mine, his girlfriend's friend converted to Judaism.
Okay.
And she was a, like, she was no connection to Judaism prior to that, that any of us know of, but suddenly she's talking with a little bit more of the, right. Like, suddenly you have a Jewish accent, and you're like, I don't know, it's like...
So kind of like a Tim Watley thing from Seinfeld, where you just converted to tell Jewish jokes?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I watch The Departed, and then for an hour I have a Boston accent.
Yeah, you're from Boston.
But like...
I love that
Yeah, you fucking queers! You know, you're saying dumb shit. Right. But like... I don't know. There's something about that it's so disingenuous, and it always annoys me with it.
No, I agree completely. Like that's the kind of stuff. Like that's one of the reasons that like I'm not super involved in like the punk scene like I used to be. It's like one of many reasons, but I just got so tired of like that shit being shoved down people's throats, and like the reason I laugh.
So anarchy, man.
No,
fucking.
This is not SLC punk.
No.
But no, like. In Columbus, the reason I laughed when you said
Columbus.
You
gotta do shit yourself, but you got a quarter?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, like, that, like there was a house down in Columbus that was like...
No racism, no sexism, no
with
this,
all the fucking
no that,
rules
no,
written yeah. on the wall, like a wallpaper border, and I was like...
I know the house.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not gonna shout... I mean, because I had friends that live there. There's a lot of people I like that live there, but like, at the same time... you base this whole fucking thing on being a safe space, which that's fine, whatever, if that's what you want to do. But, like, a guy like me, when I come in there, and I like to tell jokes, I like to try and be funny, I come in there and there's, like, this, and I'm like, well, this isn't any fucking fun.
Yeah, it definitely takes away from, I don't know, if it's going to be, the idea of a safe space in general is kind of a convoluted idea to begin with, because who's to say... What should I feel safe with? My safe space should be is I say whatever the fuck I feel like saying.
Right.
You know, some people's safe spaces, I'm blocking myself from hearing anything.
Right, right.
I don't. Like, this is, I mean, I think that's kind of the trouble that comedy has in general. And that's not just with audience members coming through and getting offended. That's other comics following an, quote, offensive comic and then, like, apologizing to the crowd.
Right.
Because he said cunt or
whatever. I'm never apologizing for saying the word cunt.
Yeah, well, for those of you that don't know, I was attacked after a show.
I knew that.
Because I called a woman a cunt for interrupting me. And, yeah, it's...
And you were accosted as well.
I was accosted. Yeah, it was the woman and her husband both took shots at me. So... What did not happen inside was nobody apologized to the audience for me calling her a cunt and her getting mad. Even like my feminist friend, she just decided to take the word back and use it herself in her own thing. So, I mean, there are ways to go about it if you feel that kind of way. That does not involve apologizing for jokes is a goddamn disgrace.
Let me ask you something. Did you get beat up by the chick who you called a cunt, or was it some dude?
Basically, this is what happened. I was standing outside smoking cigarettes and talking to my buddy Albert Milton. And they came outside. I thought they were on their way out. They apparently came outside to confront me. So they started getting up in my shit about me saying a cunt. And that this obviously means I have problems with women. I should be more creative. My argument.
I've heard that a lot.
And that my argument to counter that at this point, like being confronted by these people, like, you know, I'm full on crazy at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm yelling at them, saying I have no obligation to be creative or nice to somebody that interrupts me while I'm taping. Because that's what made me mad, is that I was taping something for a project that has since been tabled. But, you know, I was taping, like, I never tape, and I was taping all my sets to do, like, a mixed media thing.
Yeah.
And that was really important to me, and they fucked it up. So I got angry with them. They got angry back. Eventually, the husband steps to me, and I get in his face. Albert's like, turns to the woman, says, "It's okay, guys. I got this," and then starts to separate us. She reaches over Albert and clocks me in the face.
Jesus.
Knocks my glasses off. So my first thought isn't, oh no, I just got punched in the face. Like, I don't give a shit. I can take a punch. I've taken a lot. But so I bend down to get my glasses, and the husband kicks me in the head while I bend down to get my glasses.
Yeah.
Albert holds me back from going after them.
Yeah, you would have killed him.
I mean, that's the thing that I was proud of at that moment, because I am a crazy person. If I get violent, I have to go away.
I've never been in a situation that bad. The one that happened to me earlier this year, it's a little bit more passive.
Mm.
Definitely more passive, but it was, honestly, it started with a social justice warrior type female.
Okay.
And it was one of the shows that I run at Space Bar, Deep Space Stand Up.
Okay.
I booked about 6 people on the show.
All right.
And it was 2 female comics, and then, you know, it was just a diverse crowd. One of them was a white, you know, white lesbian. The other one is black, black bisexual girl. Otherwise, I booked, you know, black eye comic, Oliver Gray, who's mixed race.
Half Filipino, half something. Yeah.
And, like, 2 white guys plus me. And the show actually went well in and of itself. Like, we did not have any real problems throughout the night, except at the very end when the headliner, he was getting heckled, and he answered back, and then someone, like, got in his face later that night.
Mm.
I didn't really know any of this because I was trying to get their money and pay them all out. But the next day, it's funny how it started. Like, this one guy was just, he put up a post on the event page. Hey, I had a really good time at the show. Sorry that, you know, some these bitches were heckling the last comic, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just after that, just like 4 or 5 different, I'm going to say female, but I don't know, because they all claim they identify as something else, which is, you know,
it's a touchy situation to get into.
Don't bother me anymore.
Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, they were, you know, just a couple college white girls that, you know, are just immediately went into offensive mode. One of them, it was weird when they kept, like, uploading and deleting their own comments, because they were like, you didn't know what you really wanted to say, but you wanted to
proofread, motherfucker. Like, if you're gonna say just shit, proofread.
Well, one of them was doing that, and it really just went into, I hate every male comic.
You're in the wrong motherfucking place then.
Because the next one to start putting up a bunch of shit, who I still see around, and to date I will not acknowledge her existence. Or, yeah, whatever, his existence, I guess, now. I don't know what they identify as. They change, like,
Not going to go out of my way to not call somebody dude. Everybody's a dude to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that offends you, then don't talk to me.
Well, this is the thing with the whole gender identity thing, is I totally agree that we should acknowledge that people identify something else, but if I can't tell right away, I don't think you have the right to be an asshole to me.
If you don't get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go out of your way to be a cunt about it, then it's one thing. But if you're just an honest mistake.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Right. Walk out the around gate, being like, what do you like to be called?
Yeah, right out the gate, you just look like a gal with a pixie cut. You're fucking talking to me like, and then if I say, oh, she, he, like, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Mm. Like, I wasn't doing it to be a dick.
Yeah. Well, how the white knight thing plays into that, which this one chick, I'm just going to call her a chick from here on out. Forgive me, anyone who cares. She just posts about, like, well, I don't think that it's okay to, again, with that, the same rules, it's not okay to make racist, sexist, able, all this kind of jokes. And it turned in from her. It's funny because she edited her own shit so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It started with her saying she doesn't appreciate this. Then she started listing all the comics, none of the female ones, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
But listed all the guy comics on the show, why you are wrong with this, why you're wrong with that. one of the comics she listed was another one of my favorite comics in the scene, Jason Banks.
He does, oh, I love Jason Banks.
He's a great comic. He's not even offensive.
No.
One of his one of the jokes he told, and it kills every time at the Funny Bone. He's their regular host. I'm going to butcher the shit out of it right now, but it's basically he went to Los Angeles. You know, he's like, oh, man, there's, like, some really good-looking prostitutes, but you got to be careful. They're not all women. And the punchline to the joke is, I was sucking this dude's dick for, like, 20 minutes before I realized he was a dude. It was, I butchered it, but it's.
I get the gist.
It's
of
a
it,
dumb joke. It's a joke. It's yeah. obviously
it's
a joke.
It's a joke. That's the point. It's like when I first, like around the first. When
and
I
everybody, and but this is what kills me is everyone laughed, but and it was like, it starts off with everyone's name and why they were offended wrong. By all of them. And I remember it got to me, and it was just, I just don't like you. Every time I hear you, you're saying something. It was
you
like,
just called her racist. That would have been fucking great, dude.
No, actually.
Like, oh, you don't like me? Okay.
And she was just like, she ended up editing it a bunch of times. She ended up taking down
and
our names.
And you can see all that shit, too. Like, if
yeah,
you click on where it
says edit,
it tells
edit,
you what
edit,
it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it turned into, she ended up deleting the entire thing, I think. But another guy who, you know, is also with the no racism and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we all know who I'm talking about. I don't need to acknowledge exactly the name, but sharing it and a bunch of other, and then like getting another bunch of his little like white knight friends to share it. And I don't know if he did it, but they were all doing that. And it turned into this like, it blew up way bigger than it was to the point where they're calling and trolling the owner of the bar.
What?
It was like, he's like, it's 4 a.m. and I'm getting fucking messages that these people are trying to protest here because some, like...
You're kidding me.
Yeah, not at all. Like, this is exactly
what
they're...
This is what people choose to do with their time. This is what people choose to do
and
with
I'm
their
just
time.
Thinking to myself, and I remember I ended up asking him, okay, look, I know it was rude right out the gate because when she posted that in my, like, kind of a way to say essentially go fuck yourself, I put look on because he was like, well, on behalf of comedy, I think that none of this, and it's like, you're not a comedian, first of all. But my response was, on behalf of all comedians and comedy in general, TLDR.
Just... yeah, and which is not like, that's the thing that gets them the most is
yeah,
when you criticize their delivery of their message, it drives them batshit.
Yeah.
And
it was kind of one of those moments where it's just like, ooh, do I piss him off just a little more? Do I stop here and just
well,
walk?
Dude, and it's like, I mean, it's obviously not like the complete exact same thing, but it's a gang mentality, man. Like, you get one of them.
It really is.
And then you get
it's...
six of them. It's like mm-hmm. skinheads, dude. It's the same fucking
well,
thing.
Well, that's the other
skinheads.
Thing, too, is next thing I know, this thing is like 50, 60, 70 likes and, you know, a bunch of comments on it about, oh, and we even comics who weren't there were asking, well, what was the joke that offended you? They can't
couldn't
even say
come
it.
Up with it.
They couldn't come up with it. They're mm-hmm. The excuse that they were hiding with was, oh, it's so offensive, we don't even need to say it. And it's like, so you can't even give the gist
in
of
quotations,
something.
You can't even quote, really?
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because I've had, you know, I've had that conversation with, you know, feminists after a show too, is that, you know, why are you using the word cunt, or why do you use the word faggot, or why do you use this word? And it's like, well, it's, you know, parts of the joke, they're in a quotation. You
yeah.
know, if I talk about being bullied and what they called me,
yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, make
up. You're not going to say they used to call me the F word with two G's in it. Like, you're not going
to
do that. It's
yeah,
not
it's
funny.
Just it takes too long to get to the
right.
fucking punchline.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're trying to tell a joke. You're trying to make people laugh. And that's the whole other thing is, like, you're not doing it at anybody else's expense. Like... Normally, when a comic tells a joke, like half the time, it's at your own expense.
I mean, if you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, that's what I was gonna say before. Is when I first started like doing comedy, it was a few months, and I was hosting a mic.
Yeah.
And like, I used to get really fucking drunk and be an asshole. Like
everybody's
funny,
done that.
But like, I would get too mean, and like the one time I've mentioned this on the podcast before, like Sheer came up to me, and he was like, "Hey, you know, just like." You pissed that person off. Maybe you shouldn't go there with this. Because I used to, like, make fun of each comic as they were coming up and stuff. Apparently, I used to piss people off. But Sheer was like, oh, man, should I apologize? And Sheer goes, no, never apologize for a joke. That was like one of the best pieces of advice I ever got.
Yeah, I mean, I have no reason to apologize for something that's that I've said, and it's already happened.
Right.
Whatever damage supposedly has already been done with that. Mm-hmm. My apologizing for a joke that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One, on top. One, it's a free show. Two, I mean, if you're gonna attack comics like that, you already didn't like them prior to that. Like,
sure.
Unless you've absolutely never seen them and they say some like really horrific
people like
shit.
That, well, people like that though, like the, I mean, dude, you could say something kind of off color, and those people are still gonna jump down your like the White Knight social justice warrior type. They're gonna jump down your fucking throat regardless of if they liked you or not before.
Like, it's why I really respect more educated feminists who will actually stand out there and explain to you why she found something offensive.
Shout out to BJ Colangelo, because she's like that.
Oh, actually, I listened to that. That was the one for Grease,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one for Grease.
Yeah, I listened to that earlier, and yeah.
Yeah, no, she's...
It's just kind of funny to me, because the whole time I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, well, that movie was made in the 70s.
Right,
so
it takes place in the 50s.
It's kind of... Yeah, I mean... That's actually one White Knight thing that I can't stand, is suddenly, like, I have to hate Revenge of the Nerds because of the one scene.
Right.
Which, like, yeah, don't get me wrong, it's fucked up, but also you gotta, like, I mean, come on, man, it's a product of its time. It's supposed to be a shitty movie, I mean, in that sense. Never said they were, just because they were fucking, just because they're the protagonists, it didn't mean that they weren't shitty human beings.
Right.
They have a guy named Booger who fucking just cheated his Asian classmate out of fucking money in the beginning of the movie, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is a product of its time, but, you know,
it's like one of
there's this whole thing where, you know, you consistently have to give dog whistles to the fact that, you know, you're woke, otherwise you're out of that.
And that's really what it seems to boil down to. It's someone that's always trying to like, for some odd reason, every White Knight I've run into is like really trying to prove that they are this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's very you know, I remember I put up a joke, and I was young in comedy. I was maybe like 2 years in, so the jokes weren't that great, and maybe they did come off more abrasive and misogynistic, and you get those comments, well, I respect women, so I do not agree, and it's just like...
Yeah, and that's the classic fucking White Knight behavior, where it's like, yeah, why are you jumping on my shit for this? It has nothing to do with you, dude.
Yeah, and it really has nothing to do with them when I am talking to an educated feminist who is explaining to me, and I'm explaining my point on why I tell the joke some way.
And you guys are having an open dialogue that's actually
We're having
going
an open
somewhere.
Dialogue, like in the smoking area, and then some dude who just walks by just immediately starts loudly agreeing with her, and then makes it... Yeah, now you're making it... Now, so you can make everyone look at me like I'm a fucking bad guy in the
right,
moment.
Right, right.
If it's not... I mean, and I've noticed that there's two types of those guys. It's usually... It's that guy, and it's usually just kind of a douche who... Like, if you looked at him, you could tell that he's probably been friend-zoned a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one is the guy who does know how to talk to girls and whatnot, but he's, like... He's also a douche in the opposite. It's like the bro-y White Knight who just, like... Oh, I use the
I'm
word...
I'm in fucking college, bro. I love women.
Yeah, I fucking love women. Why you gotta say that about... Why you gotta use the word bitch in context?
I'm gonna pop my collar.
Yeah, and it's...
And beat your ass.
Yeah, and, you know, occasionally run into an older... Like, the other, like, more rare one that I've run into is, like, the older guy who wants to get in your face. Like, just kind of square up on you. Cause, like, again, you walked in the middle of a conversation that has nothing to do with you, and then you're... immediately jumping to some conclusion. On top of that, as far as I'm concerned, that's more sexist than my saying the word bitch or cunt. Like, you're fucking... I bitch a lot about white women getting offended on behalf of other people, and this is just white dudes getting offended on behalf of white women.
It really is.
Like...
It's funny you said friend zone, though. Because, like, I've seen that specific term attacked before. Like, just because a girl doesn't have to be into you just because you're not... But no, I'm sorry. The friend zone is a fucking very real thing, and it's happened to every one of us.
If you genuinely have female friends, you probably will let them know when they're also being an asshole. You won't just immediately agree with everything.
Right.
You know how many female friends I've told, yeah, you're being a real bitch right now.
Yeah. It's... that's how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just immediately jump to that conclusion that, oh, this person is right and they're being attacked. No, there's a reason you're trying to defend this, and it might be a little deeper than just, oh, I respect women.
Right.
It's really, like, I hate to call it thirst, but it's thirst.
It is. Yeah. It's 100% thirst.
The behaviors become so prevalent that, you know, when I find myself in a situation where I am white knighting, I found myself in a situation like this recently because a friend of mine was getting attacked for getting offended, and they looked at me to jump in on their side.
They just immediately look at you like you're an attack dog, or you're something like, oh, so you're gonna back me up?
Yeah, you're gonna back me up with this like dopey broad that got offended. And, you know, I
and don't get me wrong, if there's like real, like, some shit like really happening to
I'll jump in on a female,
of course you will.
Without a doubt. Well, without a doubt.
In this situation, that's what I thought was, like, I took a second to compose myself because I didn't want to jump in half-cocked.
Yeah, I don't know who said this, but I just remember having, like, and I've heard it from multiple comics who actually are trying to do, like, more social justice-y, like, stuff in the middle of their thing, right, where they would say something like, in the middle of a set, or even just saying it out loud or on Facebook or whatever, of like, well, I just believe that all women are beautiful or something like that, and it's just like, yeah, no, you don't.
No, you really don't.
Nobody believes every one person of a certain type across the board is beautiful. Like, it just, like, how many times have you jacked off to Susan Boyle that you fucking believe all women are beautiful? Like, I know that's kind of a cheap way of going out, but you missed that entire part.
You just put a new idea in my head. I'm going to have to explore that tonight. But
do you know who Susan Boyle is?
I do know who Susan Boyle is.
I think she was on like X Factor somewhere. It was like, she was judged for being really ugly, but she has a great voice, and it's just,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, she has a beautiful voice, and oh yeah, it seems obvious she's a nice person and whatnot. But I mean, me just mentioning her in that regard of like, oh, she's ugly, someone is gonna look at that and go, oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't have to find every fucking person attractive. I'm not attractive, so I don't have to find everybody else attractive.
If I had to believe that all women are beautiful, I would not have a Tinder account.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
You just be swiping right all the time.
And to be fair, I do, and then whoever messages you back, you always unmatch.
Do whatever you gotta do. I got out of that game.
No, I tried OkCupid twice. I got burned. I'm good.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Burned in a liar type of way. Like,
it's funny. Like, and certain jokes in that regard do get tasteless. You ever seen the movie Hall Pass? It's an awful movie.
Like once when it first came out.
I don't even remember seeing the entire thing. I think it.
Is it like Jason Sudeikis and...
I don't know. I just remember, like, someone sent me this one scene of it where it's like the hot chick and she's surrounded by, like, other women and they're not as hot. And it's like, oh, man, look at her. She's hot. And he's like, nope, she's just surrounded by her uglier friends. And they do the thing where they bring their hands together and then she goes from, like, a supermodel to just, like, an okay kind of plain Jane. I find that really funny because... Whenever I do hear a dude say something like, well, I believe that all women are beautiful, I don't believe him because I know that women don't even believe that.
Well, they're pandering.
Yeah, it really is pandering. And the trip with that is when you do see something like that, because anybody who's lived in life has seen that. It's like an okay girl who's hanging out with three or four, like, way uglier people.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, that is superficial. We all are superficial, if you're honest.
I've said that forever. Like, I'm 100% a superficial person. Yeah. Like, I've had plenty of people, like, say to me, like, why do you think that, you know, you're entitled to, like, be with, like, super beautiful people? Like, because that's what I'm into. And if I don't want to fuck that person over there who wants to fuck me,
I'm okay. An adult and I've made that decision.
Thank you.
And... Yeah, I mean, with that said, yeah, again, you know, I might get that. Well, what if I just think that they're good people and I want to hang out with them? Yeah, you probably do, but that's not to change that there are people who purposely do hang out with someone ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that exists. That's not, like, It wouldn't have to be said if it didn't exist.
Yeah, it definitely exists. But, you know, it's I don't understand why the whole pandering to the all women are beautiful thing is coming up now. I mean,
to me saying, I wrote this down earlier and I'm fucking reading it. But yeah, the equivalent of say, that to me, that is the equivalent of like when someone says, "Well, I'm not racist. I hate everyone equally," or something like that. It's just like you're throwing a line because you want to avoid any controversy. Agreed. That's really ill.
Yeah, and man, like other people kept telling me I should say stuff like that, and I was like, no, because
I mean, it's a very basic thought too. I mean, it is.
I know, it's a blanket statement, and it's fucking stupid.
Like, I mean, I want to tell jokes. I think where you get into the hole with sets, and like I've seen like people in very like that make Columbus look like Cleveland, cities, come through and like, man, people are going for applause breaks now instead of laughs. And it's like, what is going on with this shit? Like, I don't want to do that.
You mean just for, like, saying, like, some fucking...
Like, say, making a point?
Like, yeah, like, making, like, oh, and like, this...
I mean, I try to... I mean, I'm not the greatest comic on the planet. I'm still learning this, but I try to have a point in the middle of something if I can.
Well, no, like, yeah, you always want... I mean,
I make sure it's funny.
You want to have a point, but at the same time, I get what you're saying. Like, it's not about that. It's...
Well, like, I think the biggest... When I became aware that I was doing that, was on my DVD 4 years ago. I used to tell a lot of rape jokes.
Okay.
It was just a thing I did. I'm over it now, but I distilled it, like, you know, I told a lot of racist jokes, I told a lot of rape jokes, and like I just distilled everything into one thing. So I did my one thing, and then I did a little short speech about it that was not like, it wasn't funny. It was just there to like prove a point and get applause, and it was forced and it was dumb. And I see shit like that all the time, and it pisses me the fuck off. Hmm. It's like, you know how it's kind of like how Bill Maher does stand up.
Ugh. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've liked Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I don't like Bill Maher.
Because, you know, you watch this shit that came out right after 9/11, and it was just, you know, it was making points instead of making...
Yeah, it was all, I don't know.
Look at what Carlin did. I mean, Carlin from the mid-80s on, but especially in the 90s and, like, up until the end of his career, he always was making a point, and it was always fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too, is I think, like, it's one of the things that if you sidetracked just talking about, like, comedy, and I understand that a lot of people aren't going to get my style of comedy, and so far it's definitely that way, because I do throw out like shocky shit, but then I do want to have like some kind of point in the middle of it. If anything, I want to have a complete thought with a lot of jokes in between them, even if it's not a point, just like a thought makes more sense.
Something kind of linear.
Yeah
No,
to be fair, that could be what you're talking about that pisses you off.
No, it's not that. It's like the thing that you said, like, all women are beautiful. Like, it's not a joke. You're pandering to get applause. Like, shit like that.
Yeah, it's,
And, or you make some
where grand... Where are all my ladies at?
Or some grand... Or some
give
grand,
yourselves a round of applause.
Some grand fucking political statement that isn't even fucking clever. Just,
To me, that's equivalent. Like,
which,
oh,
why are you
so
making fun
I support the troops? Yeah. Okay, now I can move on to subpar material.
Right.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't like it. But you know that kind of shit is, you know, what these white knight motherfuckers like to do. And man, it's. If you actually had fucking talent, you wouldn't need to, like, you know, show who the fuck you are by who the fuck you defend.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of... I don't even know what to call it. I've seen it referred to in a bunch of different ways. Like, it's just like, yeah, you're throwing social justice into comedy or whatever. And granted, you can... Again, I think you should be able to make a point because comedy is subjective. You can... Everyone can... But who put it to me a great way? Jay Armstrong. I don't know if you know him from Cleveland. He actually looks a lot like you. He's a bald head. And yeah. Right on. Just immediately, everyone thinks he's racist when they see him.
Oh, dude, that. Yeah, dude. Like, I'm constantly like, dude, people probably think I have a swastika tattooed on my fucking chest.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just the
habit. But I don't. Look. I'm woke.
Yeah, I'm woke. Well, one of the things he said to me is a lot of, like, talking about guys who do, I guess it's called, like, social justice comedy. Mm-hmm. It's really, I'm making points, and then I'm saying something shocking ironically. And it's...
That's not comedy.
And it's, it is, but it's like a... It's like you're essentially making the same jokes I made, except you're stretching the point more than
that's
the actual
crutch,
joke.
Then. I mean, that's a fucking crutch, then.
It's like, let me talk about... for an hour about why women need to be respected, and here comes my rape joke. Or my, you know, whatever. And it was, I don't know if that's more what you're referring to, but that's one of those things that, I've noticed with dudes who do edgier comedy and they do it, like, well, that's usually what annoys them.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I've seen with the other comics I've talked to.
Yeah, it's, I just want to hear jokes, man. I don't, like... there are people that do political and social justice comedy really well because they write jokes. But, you know, when it comes down to it, man, how often do you hear about Jamie Kilstein anymore?
Not that I know of. Like,
you don't, because, you know, he's a fucking nothing. He's on NPR. Congratulations, you fucking asshole. That's about it.
Yeah, it's just
because
a lot of
once the rape joke discussion ended, like, nobody gave a shit what he had to say because he doesn't write fucking jokes.
I mean, I've heard the funny thing about that, though, is that level of pandering exists conversationally, and it really is just because that group of people are in the room. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's what pandering is. Like, this is one that something similar. I remember I was outside of a bar and I was listening to this dude. I swear to God, I even called him out for it because he says, dude's talking about, like, you know, this girl's not a great lay. You should just be really happy that she's nice enough to fuck you and all this kind of thing. And I remember I said that I was drunk and I just went, oh, I bet you're only saying that because she's here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he got kind of tight-assed about it. And I was like, no, there is such thing as women being shit in bed. That's...
Yeah, there absolutely is.
Yeah, 100%.
Usually it's the prettier ones.
Well, because they don't have
they
to.
Don't have to
like,
work
yeah,
for
you
it.
Don't have to. Yeah.
Hey, dude, it is what it is. I mean, fucking call a spade. Like, that's the thing is, like, I just wish we could
live
a bit... in a world where we could fucking call things like we fucking see it without having to worry about 900 people jumping down your throat on fucking Facebook.
That's why a dude will kill himself over a 6 but be all right if a 10 leaves him. It's just like... Oh, I got a whole 7 minutes on it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. It really is. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's just a lot of that, you know, I don't like that, and I don't want to do a bit or anything, but, like, that same mentality. It's just funny because it's just a lot of dudes basically cock-blocking each other at the end of the day. And, yeah. You've all seen this situation. You know, you're at a club or a bar or whatever. There's a smoking area. There's the girl. She's sitting there, and she's got, like, 6 dudes just kind of surrounding her, all trying to, like, they're, like, all out-louding one another to get her attention. And, you know, you could tell because at some point some guy's like, ha! When she says something that's mildly humorous, like, and everyone else is just like calling out the other one for saying something like, oh, what did you mean by that, bro? Kind of stupid shit. And, like, if you look at the girl's face, and that's usually what I pay attention to. I'll sit back and I'll watch everyone, and then you look at her face, it's fairly fucking clear she's not going home with
any of them.
You. Like,
yep.
The great part about her having a choice is she really does. You're all gonna sit there circle jerking because you're just like.
And see, if they were smart at all, if any one of them was smart at all,
they'd
go find somebody else who's not surrounded by 6 fucking dudes.
Yeah, actually, it's a beautiful mind. That's the thing they make. That's actually a point I'm making when I do this as a bit. is exactly that. There are plenty of ugly women in there
that are will fuck you.
That are going unfucked and have been sitting there willing to also buy you drinks. It's kind of... Like, this is why, like...
And they're probably a lot fucking cooler, too.
Most definitely. And, I mean, I don't know if, like, this is a saying or what, but I've heard a lot of people say, like, you know, six dudes talk to a girl, or there's six dudes in a room, five of them talking to a girl, the one she's more attracted to is the guy not talking to her at all.
Yeah.
And, I think that's across the board. That's men and women. Like, it, of all the people, that's why I'm, like, dudes are always crushing over the chick who pays less attention.
Right.
To them versus the chick who really wants, really likes you, and you're just like, oh,
and you're just like,
yeah,
face palm.
That is what it is.
And we're all stupid. Like, oh, just as creatures in general, humans, we're all dumb and fucking oblivious to some shit. And we're all, well, not all of us. Some of us are hip to other things.
It's just kind of funny how that works. Like, I have, like, one of the guys who actually got me started in comedy is a lot like that. And it's, no one's ever called him out on it because he's such a nice guy, but it is a lot of, like you're being a douche trying to, like, prove your points again to whatever woman is in the room, and it's obviously not working, and you're still doing the same thing.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, how many times can you make the same mistake before you realize this doesn't work?
Right, right.
But then here's the danger of this whole, like, fuck white knights mentality, is that people will take it and then try to apply that to a situation that they can, you can be read that way, but it's not actually the case.
Yeah.
Best example I can think of, a host starts motherfucking women in the audience, and they all walk out.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, hey, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And they go, oh, you're just trying to fuck him. And it's like, no, that's not what was going on. You just walk the fucking room, you asshole.
Now, you're right about that. Like, see, and that's where I think people, like, especially people who know of my comedy, they think that's where I'm going with that. And sometimes I was that guy for a while. I have made that mistake, you know, just admittedly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not saying that every situation is you just trying to pander to women. Sometimes you're being a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to learn that the hard way a couple times. And but like, what annoys me is the same dudes who will judge you for that, especially at a comedy show. I can't help notice that new girl signed up at the open mic and all of them are following her around. You know, I've talked to you about this. I'm not going to, you know, there's a female comic who, you know, a couple of them that I'm really good friends with. As soon as they put on Facebook, oh, I'm in a relationship, suddenly your social media likes are dwindling. Like,
yeah.
But I'm supposed to pretend I don't see that because you don't want to call, you know, this guy out who thinks all women are beautiful or whatever.
No, I agree completely. Just simply, I mean, I would, you know, when I was doing comedy more regularly, and even shows, like when I would book shows, like if like girls like come to shows, like I'm talking like punk scene and shit, like new girls come to shows, like I was never the one to like go and immediately approach and like be that guy because I know those fucking guys.
Yeah, I actually asked them recently. Like, I've walked up to a few of them and I go, "I'm not crazy, right? Like, you see that,
right?"
And they have to admit it because, I mean,
well, no, just like for me, it's just like
don't you feel weird about being booked a lot and then it's by some dude who wants to constantly try to put his arm around you when he's in the room?
Yeah, exactly. So, and like, that's the thing is like that I just mean like even just people just coming to shows, like, cool, you're here, that's awesome. If you want to talk to me, come talk to me, because I don't ever want to be viewed as the fucking dude who's like, oh, that guy's a creep and he does this just to try and get chicks. I'm also not the dude who is a fucking asshole where was I going with that? Sorry. There's two people. There's the guys that like do it and like, oh yeah, it's so cool that you're here, you're a girl, blah, 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 whatever, or a guy, whatever the fuck you're into, I don't care. But it just, you can be viewed one of two ways. You can either be the guy who does it to try and get girls, or you're the guy who doesn't talk to the girls because you don't want to like be viewed as what's the fucking word I'm looking for? There's a word for it. Jeremy, help me out. Anything?
A predator.
Right. And like that is just something that I'm like, and you know, people can call like I've been called I have old school views because I still try to protect people and shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with feminism or being a fucking male or anything. Yeah, it's my natural fucking thing to try and protect people. Sorry.
I'll put it like this, man. If you saw a dude my size just getting fucked with for no reason.
Right.
I mean,
for it's those just of kind you of in a... the listening audience, Dorian is a tiny, tiny man.
I'm like 5'5". I'm wearing boots right now, so I might look a little
but taller. Good looking.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, thank God I'm cute and I can get away with this shit. that's one of those things. Like, if you see me or some other, like, smaller dude getting fucked with by somebody, you know, pushing him around or whatever, calling him, hey, faggot, whatever.
Yeah.
And you step up, like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
That's not you suddenly being a, not, like, a chivalrous. That's you stepping in because it's a decent thing to do.
Right.
If a woman is being fucked with by someone and she didn't start it, yes, that's decent to go, what the fuck is your problem?
Right. No, absolutely. I was driving through Pittsburgh one time with a couple buddies of mine.
You don't have to have a political agenda to be a decent human being.
That's my point. It's like, that's my fucking point is I don't need to appease the feminists and I don't need to appease the people that want to say faggot all the time. Yeah. It's like, I'm like right in the middle. You know what I mean? But no, I was in Pittsburgh one time on my way to a show, and I think I've told you this story before, Shear. But yeah. We were driving through Pittsburgh, we're on our way to a show, and we stop at the stoplight, right?
Yeah.
And we're right outside, and it's like middle of the day, and I see this fucking dude's got this chick by the throat, and he's slapping her in the face. And I was like, uh-uh. And we're in this car, I had a lit cigarette, and I don't know how I did it. Dude was like probably 20 feet away. I flicked it and hit him right in the fucking eye. Which was like my crowning moment, and like he goes, oh, and then the chick goes, yeah, she's freaking out. I was like, I was proud of that, you know what I mean? And if I would have seen a fucking dude beating up another dude, I probably would have done the same fucking thing.
I don't know, man, shit gets touchy nowadays.
Everything's touchy.
I think what ends up happening, and this is why I always the white knight thing does fall into two categories, because it is the guy again, friend zone guy, for mm-hmm. lack of a better way of putting it. It's, you know, and as a dude who's been friend zoned, I can tell you that I did like the girl and I was just too afraid to say anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it turns, that's like this, then you learn how to talk to girls and then, you know, you go on that date and they're like, oh, can I bring a friend along? And you have to figure out your strategy. Is this your gay friend, the uglier girl that you hang out with, or the dude who obviously is fucking crushing on you and is trying to just be in the middle of everything.
See, that's where the thing is, like, where I differ with somebody. Like, I would just straight up be like, no, I thought this was going to be, like, a you and me thing. Like, yeah. And if not, that's fine. But I, like, we're gonna iron this out beforehand.
But there's that guy. There's that version of that guy. He's usually a little douchey dude, and that's, you know, because, I mean, really, it's just that he's, I don't want to call him introverted, but it's always some kind of, sums up with him where he doesn't know how to really
interact with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just the other version of that is the shithead who does want to start fights no matter which direction. If he can start fights under, like, I'm respecting this particular group, yeah, that doesn't make you less of a shithead. Mm-hmm. It's not like every short-haired white girl who's heckled me on stage wasn't just trying to be a fucking asshole.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, and I have a lot of those. And like,
yeah,
well, it's Columbus, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
here's a joke I used to do on stage. I haven't done this one in a while, but it's I'm not racist nor am I homophobic, but I definitely like black lesbians more than white lesbians. Stupid joke, but I remember I said that one time, and this lady, front row white lady, obviously a lesbian, just starts screaming at me like, "You're a sexist!" And all I'm thinking is, that's why.
Like, just in that that's moment. That's why.
Because it's just...
I mean, you know, I'll be quite frank. That is a garbage joke.
I know.
Because it's...
That's why I don't do it anymore. That's an old, old joke.
It's just shock.
But it's the point behind it now. Like
yeah, well, I can see with the environment that you're in, fuck these people. I'm going to piss them off.
To be fair, I mean, some of my best sets work that way. But you're right. That is not, it's not a good joke. And I mean, I haven't done it for a long time because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, when I met at LVT, like then I hadn't seen your stuff before. And I was fucking cracking up the whole time. And I was watching a couple people in the room who are fucking social justice warriors. I'm like, this is digging so far under their skin right now. And it's awesome. Like,
see, and that's the thing that people don't seem to understand. And like, I think if we could have empathy in comedy for just, I don't know if that's the right word, just to be understanding of other people's comedy, that some comedians don't want everyone in the room to like them.
Right.
I want the dude who could look at that group and he's laughing more at that fact that 50% of the room is laughing at this 50% of the room that's sitting there appalled. Like, that's fine to me.
Well, I mean, that's how a lot of my sets go, so I get that. what I don't like is the guy that goes in there to piss off 100% of the room.
Oh, yeah.
And or has the impression that, you know, this is...
He's going in there to be edgy, and he's got... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming in with my edgy guns a-blazing. And I'm going to piss everybody off.
Well, and the thing is those dudes are never funny. They're never funny.
I'm going to show you a business card. Is it this guy?
Oh, I don't know that guy, thank God.
God. It says, all right, Dorian just showed us a business card, and it says the dude's name, and it says Insult Comic. Or was it Insult Comedy?
Insult Comedy. Roast those who need it. And it's got a skull, and it's got red eyes. And
it's not even double-sided.
Yeah, it's just...
That's not a real business card.
That, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've run into a couple of these dudes, and it's usually, like, people... And it's usually, like, those, like, good old boy-type guys that they come down, they... Like, this is why,
Jeff,
like,
Dunham and Larry the Cable Guy are their inspirations?
Nah. Well, they're really inspired by, like, guys like Sam Kinison and, like, Andrew Dice Clay as well.
I like Sam
And
Kinison.
I like those... And don't get me wrong, I like those. I'm annoyed by them just as much as I like them. Mm-hmm. And it... But that... I know I've talked to you about this, Jeremy, that like the one thing, and that's the one thing that annoys me about being an edgier comic is the fact that even though we kind of have an idea of what we're trying to do, on a broad scale, we're still lumped into the same category as
these
guy.
Fucking trash people.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna have specific discussions later on in this podcast, not this particular one, but. Other episodes about those particular trash people that we hate.
Can I give an example of something that can be likened to that?
And, sure. Okay.
It's like nu metal. You got Korn and Limp Bizkit and all other trash fucking awful bands.
Yeah.
Who gets lumped inside with them? System of a Down. A great fucking band who unfortunately came out the same time as those dudes.
Yeah, I mean that is
They're fucking great. Awesome band. Not shitty like those. That's what I liken it to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with any kind of music. That's same. I mean, I think that's across the board. That's why, like, I won't judge every, like, I can't judge every woman in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like I make the joke, oh, yeah, a little short-haired white girl with the blue hair and the Milhouse glasses or whatever. But, like, not, so, you know, I remember when I first saw them, I was like, oh, shit, there's, like, punk girls here. They're going to love this shit.
Mistake number
because
one.
Because I grew up in a punk rock environment,
right.
And they said way worse shit than I did.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And yeah, it's a real, like, shock when you come from punk into this.
Yeah.
Punk rock. I mean, I still, there's a lot of music I still
but,
love,
I mean,
but
they
punk
are,
rock's
they
not
are,
punk rock anymore.
No, I mean, and they are punks. I mean, like, that same place that we're talking about, that is technically a punk house.
Yeah, sure.
But compared to the one that's, you know, around the corner from it, that's a completely different
punk. The one you never hear about?
There's the one that you never hear about, and then there's the other one that will have shows, and that's where, like, the bigger guys, you know, legendarily will go to.
Right.
And it's a trip to me because they are both punk.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, you know, that's like, I don't get, like, as much as I don't like the White Knight dudes, they are just trying to be decent guys. At the end of the day, to a degree, like
most of them, there is a very strong sect of them that are shitty fucking people.
I think
that use that to mask who they really fucking are. And that's what drives me.
Most definitely, and I will admit to being full of shit at a lot of things that I say. I mean, I don't know if this is a sign of maturity or what, but I've just learned to grow real comfortable with my own hypocrisy.
Right.
And as a result, I don't know. I don't know if I'm able to actually judge other people with it, but I'm able to at least be able to see
self-aware. You're self-aware.
I can see it coming from other people. Okay. Like, you can see when shit is phony.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, I think guys like the three of us, like, all can smell bullshit a mile away. Like,
if you see
bullshit.
If you see a girl getting fucked with and you walk up to that dude and you, like, obviously she don't want to fucking talk to you and you, like, push him or whatever versus a guy who does come up, like, I don't know why you feel the need to talk to her like that. Yeah, because we're having a fucking conversation, asshole.
Yeah.
And they always stand like that, too, hands on their hips, like, backwards, like a pregnant
beat
lady.
Feet, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nuance to every situation. And the problem... Look, guys...
We're breaking Shear's brain tonight.
Look, you fucking idiots. Nothing is black and white. The second it gets black and white, you know you've gone crazy.
Yeah.
So stop it. And secondly, safe spaces exist. That is where your bullshit belongs. Please keep it there.
Yeah.
Don't try to bring your safe space nonsense into my world.
Yeah.
Please, just leave it, you know, I'm not trying to bring, you know, what I'm doing into your world. I know better. I got booked at a safe space in Chicago. I did my research, and I was like,
somebody made
wait,
a bad decision.
What? I to the guy, and the guy's like, no, it's not that bad. I'm like, no, it says safe space right there, you fucking moron. Why the hell would you have me there? Like, you know what I do. You've known me for years. Like, yeah, it's not so bad. No, it's... That is completely
not your wheelhouse.
No. I do like those kinds of bookings sometimes. I remember a while ago. I do angry material. I curse. Yeah. I yell. I do all this, and it's like, oh, you're booking me at a VFW where I'm supposed to be squeaky clean. What?
Now, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was until I got there. Then they told me it's supposed to be a clean show.
Like, I don't know how not
like,
to say fuck.
Like, you know what I do, and I kind of wish you told me this a week or so ago. And he's like, well, we want to be clean because... it's funny, I remember one of the things that I heard was we want to be clean as in respect of the veterans that are here. And I'm just kind of...
Veterans?
No, and that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm looking at the crowd, and I'm thinking, like, they were in Nam.
Have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
I think, they've definitely seen worse shit than hearing
anybody else here.
Than hearing the word fuck.
Right.
I don't know.
Think a body covered in napalm is a little worse than hearing a story about the time I fucked a midget? Like, it's... Or whatever,
whatever said story may be.
Man,
it's a bit.
Veterans like my shit. I don't know what the fuck they're. What the? I don't know.
It's interesting though, because the people who do get offended in those rooms are not the veterans.
No.
It's always someone else who think. Again, it's like you're thinking on behalf of another group of people, and that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And it's like again, so social justice warriors, whatever. Like I still can't help but be like. I don't know. I don't like dealing with that certain group of people all the time. Like, if I can avoid them, I will, because that is something that's like... If you're going to get offended on behalf of someone else, I really just don't want to sit here arguing with you.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they keep telling you to check your privilege. No, you check your privilege, motherfucker.
Yeah. I love hearing that from a college white girl.
Ugh.
You know, like, who isn't even paying her own way through college? Like...
Even Pete tells me this. Like I was talking to them earlier. There's a lot of people in the last year that, you know, I have like 500, 600 friends on Facebook. I talk to maybe fucking 10 of them in real life, like all the time, you know?
Yeah, I can unfollow and unfriend most of these people.
And like the thing is like I just started unfollowing people throughout the last year, just because like. It's not because, oh, I don't agree with you. It's just, I don't want to fucking deal with your bullshit, dude. Like, I don't want to have to see it. Like, but I also don't want to be, which we were talking about hypocrisy. I also want to be a dick enough to where I delete you and then you're fucking like, well, why'd you delete me? I don't want to have to put up with any of that. So it's like, if I just unfollow you and we see each other in person and we're cordial and nice to each other, then you know what the biggest fucking problem here is the goddamn internet. That's the fucking problem.
I'll tell you something about this internet.
Yeah, well, I think what we've learned today is that this Columbus has a real-life internet, and it's a fucking problem.
A real-life internet.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
I mean, you've got motherfuckers going up and actually white knighting in person and not just on the comment section of people's statuses, and go fuck yourself. Keep that shit on the internet where it belongs. Dorian, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Great. Yeah. Is that an hour already? That
yeah, it was.
Time fishing for an hour, man. Yeah,
time flies when you agree.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, before we get going, shout out to Pete Milk, Milky Way Recordings. He produces this thing for us every week. Milky Way Productions, Gmail. Get a hold of him. He does a lot of audio work. Also, Sam Holmes, recent graduate of Kent.
Kent. Yeah. You're right. You were right. My bad.
Yeah, you can. She did our logo. You can find her work at Sam Holmes. That's Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes that
like
you
hang. Dorian.
Yeah.
He always.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Now I'm a racist, right?
Aw.
Yeah, you are the racist.
Hell, to be fair, I told you look like one before I knew.
Hey, this is all
assume his racism, Dorian.
You don't know who I hate.
You don't know how I identify.
No, but this is like the first time we were on when we were on Lousy Weather Media's main show, and this first time I met the guy who's like in charge of the network, I called him a racist for 2 hours while we were on the show. Had never met him before, just kept calling him a fucking racist.
Yeah. And shout out to Lousy Weather Media, our podcast network.
Ding.
Yeah, you can find them, lousyweathermedia.com. Well, Hordano, I don't think we're going to meet anyone that hates white knights as much as Dorian.
No, there is another. A